Well, it's a go, and that means we're back on the air, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. I want to thank everybody for helping out, the team replacing me while I was traveling all over the planet for Radio Entrepreneurs and for other things. But I am Jeffrey Davis, glad to be back in the catbird seat talking to entrepreneurs, and we have a lot of great shows booked and pending for the rest of 2018. Our next guest, fingers crossed I get this right, Sunita Karmachara, and Rabin Joshi.
Yes, that's right.
And that's and they are owners of Nepali Tea Traders. And I have to tell you, if you're watching this on YouTube, they have the most exquisite packaging I think I've seen in teas ever. Just beautiful packaging. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
So get close to the mic, please. Tell us about the business. How did it get started? How did you get together on this, and why tea?
Sure. So Nepali Tea Traders was born when there was a big earthquake in Nepal in 2015. And obviously Robin and I were in United States, and I was staying home with my then 6-month-old son, and when the earthquake hit, all our families, friends, everyone was in Nepal, and we knew that we had to do something much more meaningful than just a donation and all that kind of stuff. So we took that opportunity to do something for the country, and we looked at from the angle of trade, but not aid.
Yeah,
and
right.
That's how it was born.
Because aid is a one-time thing, and trade is a permanent, ongoing thing.
Yes.
Give a person a fish, they have food for a day. Teach a person to fish, they have food for a lifetime. Sort of the model. I think that's very nice.
Thank you.
What was your background entrepreneurial, or your family's entrepreneurial that led you to sort of take this kind of leap of faith?
I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I always used to tell what I dream of, and he always supported me. But before that, I used to work for a corporate. And she always worked for a
company. I actually worked for a startup company. Before. I graduated in 2008, and my first job out of the college was at a solar industry. And then I was the second employee hired by the CEO, so I got to learn the ropes and turn that company into multi-million, millions of dollars, let's say, before I left.
And what kind of business was it in?
It was a solar racking business.
Which has everything to do with the tea business. Entrepreneurship is entrepreneurship.
Yeah,
I think the roots, I tell that to people all the time, I say you can always learn the business, but being an entrepreneur or a leader, that's the key.
Yep.
Learning
how
to do that. Yep. And do you have entrepreneurial experience also, Rabin?
So I used to work as a regional manager for Dunkin' Donuts. So since he's drinking Dunkin', I used to manage Boston region. I did that for 10 years, and then I decided, hey, you know what, I want to do this going forward. So after that, we together.
So you're organized and you're very goal-oriented.
Yes.
Holding people accountable is your forte.
Yeah.
And that's where sort of both of our expertise came in. I knew how to sort of take something and grow it, and he has a very organized and operation skills.
He's the practical one.
Exactly.
Yes. So are you defining your job descriptions just now? Was that sort of how it works in the business?
Yes. I mean, again, it's, both of us, husband, we, brainstorm ideas all the time and all of that. But that's pretty much how we run the show. He takes, the minute the tea lands at Logan, he takes care of everything. And I sort of take care of the marketing and forefront face and stuff like that.
So, the tea business is a very cluttered market.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some very big players in the market.
Yes.
What makes you so special, and why do you believe you're going to be able to create your shelf space?
Sure. So, the first thing is Nepali Tea Traders is the first company that is a single origin focused that brings loose leaf teas from Nepal. And we know that tea is a very crowded space, but we play in a very smaller bracket. We only specialize in the loose leaf teas from Nepal. Most of the people actually don't even know that you know, there's a country, Nepal, open. That exists. But then some of the things that makes
us
most
Americans.
Most people in general.
They are used to tea bags, not loose leaf tea.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the thing that makes us unique is, you know, it's almost like a hidden treasure. And our teas are grown at the high altitude of 4,000 to 7,000 feet.
Does that make a difference?
It does.
Yeah.
How?
The quality of the air, the quality of the water.
I guess I got to start working out if I want to open up your cans.
I can do that for you.
We have to. We
I'm feeling
have
very wimpy all of a sudden.
We have our products in the Whole Foods, and one of the requirements is that we have to put the seal around, and it has to be airtight. And
well, I opened the seal.
Things.
I am
yeah.
wimpy. Oh wow,
that's a long tea.
Yeah. And then you know, and then the other thing is we
strong.
Make yes, yeah, no, we that, make our.
That's not a wimpy tea. Yes, I'm sorry. Continue.
No, we focus on the premium loose leaf tea market. And
right.
And when we talk about that, it's literally the first, you know, the leaf and a
first
bud.
Leaf and a bud, yeah.
Of the tea plant.
And do you do your own packaging or do you use a, you know, a third party to do your
we
packaging?
We do our own packaging our right own now.
So you have a facility as well.
Yes.
So you're really controlling it totally from growth
yes.
To distribution.
To distribution.
Yes. Yes.
Is that a unique model too?
It is somewhat a unique Yeah, yeah, unique model, I would say. And then also, you know, I do want to bring this up, is we work with all these 45 farmers, and mm-hmm. in many places, the farms are owned by the
them.
Government or stuff like that.
Yeah.
But in our case, it's owned by
the
farmers themselves. So they treat their farms and all the things associated with it like their own babies.
Own babies, yeah.
So you can feel that in a cup when you brew it.
So you say you sell in Whole Foods. Is that just in New England?
That's actually
Rocky
not
Mountain
New
region.
England. It's more, yeah,
Rocky Mountain region.
New
so
Mexico.
Colorado, Utah, Texas, that area. Yeah. So it started, our major focus was in Midwest before, and
yeah.
we slowly bring our operation back here in Boston as we expand, right?
Yeah.
So that's
right.
how it started. And now we're focusing more on getting Whole Foods in this area as well.
Interesting. Yeah. So let's go on my time machine.
Sure.
It's 3 years from now. You're being interviewed. What? Where's the company going? What are we going to see?
Ooh, that's a good question. We obviously want to. You know, one of our goals for 2019 is to see how we can. Bring Nepali tea traders in most of the retail stores. I mean, we don't want to be in Walmarts and, you know, some of the
You don't
want to
be the low-end retailer.
Yes, exactly. So we are looking at, you know, again, Whole Foods and some of the
higher-end markets.
And yeah. higher-end markets, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Specialty stores.
Yes.
Specialty stores.
Because then they're
then
less price sensitive, you're
yes.
saying.
Yes, and
yes.
then some high-end restaurants
right.
and hotels because... Yeah, we're targeting on that one.
Well, it's interesting. The commercial market, you're right, is an interesting market.
Yeah.
So how many people work for you now?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I couldn't have that many good questions. You're just too polite.
No, we were talking about, what questions might we get asked? And
yeah,
that was definitely
that
one
was
of them.
One of them.
So right now we have a very lean team.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously we both work, you know, with our heart and soul. And then we have... couple part-time people and contractors. That's the model
yeah.
we are using right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're outsourcing a lot of your
yes.
work.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Interesting. Do you see yourself expanding beyond the tea market? Would you go into fresh brewed yourself at some point? Do you see that as something that's, because that's being I know it's a big growing market. You go into some of these stores that you're selling to,
yeah.
and there's whole refrigerators filled with fresh brewed tea.
Yes.
Right.
Cold
yes.
brewed tea.
Cold brewed
right.
tea, yes.
Right. But is that something you're going to stay away from?
I mean, right now...
refrigeration issues,
exactly,
storage issues.
Exactly. Our focus is, again, you know, more on, you know, we have this, you know, very premium tea from Nepal, and most people don't even know that, you know, the Nepal produces some of these teas. So I think our focus right now is still going on, you know, more, you know, making... Nepal known as a tea producing country and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then we are thinking about, you know, more from a growth perspective. We are thinking about coming up with, you know, investing a little bit in R&D and coming up with
an idea that rather than a pyramid bag that has a fine organic tea, and then there is something that holds the leaf into something that is not organic.
Exactly.
So you're losing the quality.
Well, we're going to want you to come back here again and tell us how it's going.
Sure.
If somebody wants to find the company, how would they do that?
I mean, it's very easy in this technological market. You can Google Nepali Tea Traders, mm-hmm. Or you can go directly to NepaliTeaTraders.com. We also have a social presence in Instagram and Facebook as @NepaliTeaTraders, and in Twitter as @NepaliTeaTraders.
I want to thank you for being on the show today.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Everybody, you can find the product at Whole Foods, and if you can't, go online, take a look at it. Again, beautiful package, and I was smelling the product. It has a beautiful, pure, pristine aroma to it. Thank you very much. And I want to thank my producers who aren't even listed on my sheets. Are you listed at the bottom? No, you guys took your names off. Oh, there you are. Nathan Gobbs and and Chris Gerald, our producers. And look at that. Nathan put his name in front of Chris. You better switch that up, Nathan. You should know better than that with Chris. You got to put Chris's name first if you want to make sure he works the desk. So we're going to take a break. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Clearly, I'm back in my seat making trouble again. But we'll be back with more stories on Radio Entrepreneurs.